We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wherever you go, whatever you do.
Real nice, Joe Wechter.
Welcome back to start your day.
94 WIP Morning Show. Angelo Wolf, John Johnson, Rhea Hughes, Al Moore, Ganty. Al, we have some very special guests in studio this morning. Would you like to introduce them?
We do. From the Flyers, obviously, Bernie Perron and Brad Marsh. This is a big weekend coming up. You have the outdoor game and the Alumni Showdown, Snyder Hockey. That's on Friday night at the Class of 23 rink right there at Penn. And I'm old enough that I covered the team when they actually practiced at the Class of 23 rink. Bernie,
so you must be 95 years old.
I'm 1,000 years old, and I'm sorry that Angelo's not here for you, Bernie.
It's a blessing.
And Brad, you practice at that rink too, right?
Yeah, I was traded here in 81, and that was the practice facility. And for those of you that have been lucky enough to be in the new practice facility, it is a big change.
It was a cold barn.
Yes, it was.
It was a cold, cold barn over there at Penn. Now, this Friday night is going to be the alumni game. And this isn't – now, Bernie, you're not playing in this game, right?
No, those guys are too old for me.
Bradley?
I'll be playing in the game, yes.
And who else would be there from the alumni?
Well, we got a great lineup. We have players from every decade, minus Bernie, of course. We don't know whether to use him as a coach or just put him up in the stands in the top corner. We need someone to open the door, Bernie. Can you do that? Yeah. But anyhow.
With my back right now, I don't think so.
Yeah,
no.
The defense is anchored, and I really mean anchored by Joe Watson, which is fabulous.
Joe Watson.
Played in the 1967 team. He's 75 years old, and he's still playing with us.
Wow.
And he still treats every game like it's the 74 Stanley Cup Finals. But the big news is Scotty Hartnell's playing, and it's his first game as a member of the Philadelphia Flyers alumni.
That's very cool.
So he's a rookie again.
He's a
rookie again. We got to point that out.
So
I don't know if there'll be initiation in the dressing room, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
You got Danny Briere.
Danny Briere's playing. Yeah, we need some young guys there because we're getting a little old.
And who are you playing? You're playing the Snyder Hockey youth team?
The alumni of Snyder Hockey. That's what's really neat about it is Snyder Hockey's been around for so long. There is actually an alumni team. They've gone through the high school, of course. They've graduated college, and many of them played college hockey in the area. And so it's just a friendly or a fun game.
No, it won't be.
Exactly. I did mention Joe Watson. It's just going to be a great night because many of the alumni guys that are playing were members of the Flyers when Mr. Snyder started Snyder Hockey. And they were actually on the ice at the Class of 23 when the first practices started with the kids. And so it's just going to be a fun night. And
it's at 7 o'clock. You can go to snyderhockey.org and go right there. Go and get tickets right there.
Exactly. And our alumni made a $2 million pledge to renovate the Class of 23 rink. And so it's all good. Like I said, it's going to be a great night.
Well, can you make them get an actual hockey team over at Penn? Do you think you could make that part of the deal?
Mm. Yeah, they used to be a Division I school, and actually some of my buddies that I played minor hockey with played in that for the Penn team when they were a Division I school.
And Brad, by the way, is you're a bicyclist now, correct? You like to go in all these competitions?
Yeah, I ride my bike a lot. It keeps me in shape.
Now, do you have to wear a lid for that?
Yeah, I wear a helmet when I ride my bike.
So you don't have a helmet to play hockey in the National Hockey League, but you wear one to bike.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah.
I got to ask you guys, are you not amazed at the turnaround that this year's Flyers team has had? They had the least amount of points in the league, a month ago?
A month ago.
And everything that has happened since to be where they are now is amazing.
Well, first of all, the young goalie that came in, a 20-year-old kid.
Are you jealous?
You know, I you know what? I wish. I'm amazed at what he's playing. Just incredible. What a so much talent. Mm-hmm. You know, this is when you watch him play, this is God-given talent. A 20-year-old kid, the way, you know, and I'm saying it's God-given talent because his anticipation of the game,
right,
you know, of the plays that helps him to move at the right place at the right time to make the save. And that's the way Gretzky was when he played, you know. And then he's getting away from the style of staying on your knees all the time. You see a lot of goalies doing this. He'll hit his knees to make the save, but at the same time, he gets up right away when there's a rebound, and it puts him in the right position to make the save again. What a great young kid.
Yeah, this butterfly's got legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's incredible. Incredible.
Now, it is to watch him. I mean, it is amazing how you can – is it – I ask Al this all the time, how this one promotion of – and they need to change a general manager, a head coach, but it seems you can all pin it to the promotion of Carter Hart at this huge turnaround.
I'm going to say just one quick thing, and then Brad could take over. When you have a goalie who plays like this, during the games, as a defenseman and forward, it allows you to take chances to be more offensive-minded, I would believe.
Right? Brad, did you take chances? I don't remember any.
Yeah, actually.
Wow. He's a guest now.
Off the glass and out. Definitely in the league 15 years. What the heck? No, I would agree with exactly what Bernie said. When the goalie stops the puck, and it doesn't matter what level of hockey you're playing, it gives everybody else the confidence to do things. And because let's face it, hockey is a game of mistakes. You know, it's fast moving, fast paced, and the puck is turned over many, many times. But when you turn the puck over, let's say as a defenseman, and your goalie bails you out, just like Carter Hart has many times, then that mistake is not, or that turnover is not magnified. So he's just given it. It reminds me of the 84-85 team that you covered. That we had 7 players under the age of 21. Flyers now are youngest team in the NHL. We had Pelle Lindbergh. Pelle stopped the puck, and he gave our team, our young team, the confidence to try things, as Bernie said. And pretty soon you're skating pretty darn big out there. When your goalie's stopping the puck. So kudos to him.
Bernie, I it's so hard. I'm trying to go back to your earliest days in the NHL. What do you think has been the key? You talked about his placement, how quick he is to react, and knowing how things are going to happen before they do in terms of Carter Hart. Is there a certain mindset you have to have in order to, you know, be able to block out every outside noise? Is it as simple as simplifying everything? For you, what led to your success?
Well, thanks. Thank you. You know, you're so kind, you know, to say nice words, and you're so kind to put me in that situation. I think with a young kid as a player, a goaltender in my case, is you have to visualize, you have to have a vision, you know, and your vision is, first of all, is now I've reached a plateau, okay? Now, the next question is, what do I have to do to get to the next plateau? And you never stop because, let's face it, as a player, you never arrive. You know, there's always room for improvement.
Right.
And because you're playing against smart players. So you will make mistakes, and you have to correct those mistakes, and you're constantly improving and correcting what you're doing. And this is what he does so well.
I can't imagine, Brad, playing with a team that's going to have used 8 goalies.
Yeah.
It's an NHL record.
It's unbelievable.
It's to do that and come out with one guy at the end like this is it's pretty amazing. And to be also now the fan reaction. Bernie, you know what it's like when the Flyers are winning, and what's happened, the energy that it's brought to a locker room, but to a fan base. Have you seen that, Brad, from just the crowd that arrives?
Oh, it's electric now, where it was pretty gruesome previous to Christmas. It's electric. Everybody's talking about it in the city. Like the mailman come to the house the other day, and that's the first words out of his, how about them Flyers? How about that Carter Hart? Like the city is talking about the Flyers again and talking about them in a positive way, which is really good.
Right. And from a defenseman standpoint, seeing the difference it has made for Provorov, for Gostisbehere, and Gostisbehere, I mean, who knows what'll happen? The deadline's the 28th, I believe.
Yeah,
and he's
up.
Had a very disappointing year, but you've seen a vast difference in how their play has been since the promotion of Hart.
Exactly, and you just look at the bench when the camera goes back and forth on the bench after a goal or even after a goal scored against them. The players are still, their heads are up, they're upbeat, they look excited to be playing the game, whereas once again, before Christmas, man alive, when that TV camera panned the bench, I mean, all you saw was the top of their helmets, and they're all looking at the, you know, tying up their skates again on the bench, for heaven's sake.
Now, you guys got alumni coming up. You guys have been through everything in hockey. Bernie, have you, or Brad, have you seen the Carolina Hurricanes post-game celebrations where they play duck, duck, goose, or a home run derby or whatever? I don't know what to think of it. I kind of don't like it, but then I watch it and I laugh. I'm like, well, it can't hurt anything if they're having fun. Don Cherry went off on it, as you would expect.
While wearing a loud suit.
While wearing like a neon sign, as he usually does. What do you think of it?
I kind of like you. When I first saw it, I said, this is crazy. We don't need to be doing this kind of stuff. But then you take a step back, and we both played in an era where there was no music during the game. Yeah. It was just an organ. There was no advertising. It's a business now, yeah. and it's an entertainment business. And, you know, we introduced a lot of things down at the Wells Fargo Center with the Flyers, with the ice team. We have the dance patrol, the fun patrol, and, of course, we've got Gritty. It's all about entertainment. The fans want to see that stuff, and I'll guarantee you there's nobody leaving the Carolina Hurricanes games early. You know, they're staying to the end to see what they're doing.
And by the way, they're playing well, too. You
know? They are, Brad. Brendan Moore is the coach. Yeah. They're doing that. But I can't imagine your team ever playing duck, duck, goose after a win.
That was in the tavern. After the game.
That was after the
drinking game, duck, duck, goose.
We don't want to go there, Brad. Yeah. No.
Bernie, I'm worried about you. You're not going to play in this game, obviously. But you look like you're kind of struggling a little bit here.
Yeah, I have a sore back. We were in the car accident a couple of months ago and got a few epidural needles, you know, and it's still a problem. So,
but you're gonna be all right.
So yeah, we'll be all right. You know, that's just a matter of pushing forward, doing the right thing, seeing the right people, and at the end of the day, everything will work out.
But you don't want to change the last save of your career being that great pad save off of Ronnie Duguay.
Well, no, because it just happened. He went around Joe Watson.
Anything else special going on with this? So they can win anything going to this in the alumni showdown, or just go and get tickets? Any fishing with you or anything, Bradley?
No, just it's just all about the game and all about celebrating Snyder Youth Hockey. And as you said, they can go to the Flyers website or Snyder Hockey.
And it'll
website
be a ball down. You guys will put on a show.
Yeah.
But you know what's nice, too, with the young kids? I've been involved with the this association for a while. And you know what's nice? This is our future. The young kids are a future generation. And when you have a 12, 13-year-old kid coming up to you and give you a good, solid handshake, look at you in the eyes and says, good afternoon, sir. To me, that's fantastic. And this is what this organization is doing to the younger generation. What a beautiful thing.
They call you sir.
Yes.
I like it. Great.
I got to ask you guys one question real quick. You guys have known Al for a long time. I find Al a fascinating specimen. It's some of his...
Yeah, other than the bodies in his trunk, sure.
He's just a unique thought process and a unique mind. Is there something that the listening audience may not know about Al that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, grateful. Thank God every day that I don't have to spend too much time with Al. But when I do, I have a wonderful time. What a great human being.
It's fun. I love the game. It's like, I'll tell you, Brad, although Brad played here a long time, and you may not even remember this, my memory of you is as a member of the Calgary Flames. They're playing against the Flyers, and the Flyers, I believe, had a 3-1 lead in a series. And you came in and won a game in Philadelphia. And you were in that locker room celebrating like you'd been right here at the Spectrum. And
that was actually, we were up 3-1 and the Flyers came back and then they won game six in Calgary, the old
corral.
Yeah, with the boards that were 10 feet
high. Yeah, they had a little player, Newsy Lalonde, that I covered that couldn't get over the boards. They were so high.
Yeah. And then game 7, the one you're referring to, was back here
at the Spectrum.
In Spectrum. And And that was a very, very, very special.
And he's in the locker room, right here at the Spectrum, we beat them. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man.
This yeah. is and little did I know I was traded here a couple months later.
Yeah, and you make a home here like so many of the others. And now Hartnell coming back. So it remains a mecca for hockey players to come back. It's part of
that. Yeah, we have a good group here, and our alumni does things year-round. And what's neat about the events that we do, always in the budget, is to bring in lots of alumni from out of town, right around North America, Europe. We bring them all back, of course, for our golf tournament. But we have some other big events planned as well that there'll be lots.
Will Bryce Harper be involved in this game? Mm. We're all waiting to see if he's coming to Philadelphia.
Hey, he can drop the puck. I tell you what, that might seal the deal. You tell him he can drop the puck on Friday night.
Yep,
move over, Willie.
Yeah, he'll be there for $10 million.
All right, Bernie, thanks a lot, and thank you for coming in. And we're all hoping that your back gets better real quick.
We'll be fine. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah, you're looking good. You know, just get around. I want you to be happy and healthy, and everybody counts on you to be the, you know, you're the mainstay. You're the mainstay for this whole organization.
You're too kind. So, hey, that was fun. Thanks for having us.
And Bradley, you've done a great job with the alumni, reviving, getting guys like Breer and Hartnell come in. Good job.
Thank you very much.
All right, so that's the alumni showdown Friday night. You just have to go to Snyder Hockey. And by the way, the Inshore Fishing Challenge, hosted by Bernie Perrant, Friday, June 14th, the friendly charitable fishing competition, snyderhockey.org/fishing.
Nice.
So you don't need that. You can, bad back,
Bernie,
you can fish.
Do you supply the worms for your fishing?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That is a great thing. That is,
you know,
fun to do.
Very cool.
We did it last year quickly. We did it last year. We had about 40 kids from Philly.
Yep.
You know, never had a chance to go in the ocean before. And what the?
How many came back?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Come on.
Well, that's for a different show to share. But we had a great time. The kids, you should have seen them around the swimming pool at the marina, smiling, having fun the whole bit. This is what it's all about, you know, helping young kids.
So that's just go to snyderhockey.org and hook you up with everything, and that's going to be a great event Friday night. Right at the Class 23 rink right there at Penn.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Our time is 9:16.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.